From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to continue 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo urged travelers to return earlier to prevent traffic congestions. House Speaker Puan Maharani said, Hardiknas commemoration to encourage education advancement. I'm Nuka Kusmawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo has appealed to exodus travelers to make the return trip from their hometowns earlier to help prevent snarls during the reverse traffic movement. During an online press briefing at Yogyakarta Gedung Agung Presidential's Palace on Tuesday, he said that the option for traveling later should be exercised based on the permission given by the companies where they work. He also expressed his intention to do the best for the public, including by helping to arrange return trips through traffic management to relieve congestions. The policy's odd-even number, one-way scheme, prohibitions on trucks to enter toll roads remain to be imposed. All of these are being conducted to ensure the comfort and safety of the public. Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives Puan Maharani expects that the commemoration of National Education Day on May 2, 2022 can encourage the education sector to be improved in Indonesia. She emphasized in her statement in Jakarta recently that besides the government, teachers and students are responsible for advancing the education sector, including Indonesian people in the country. Ki Hajar Dewantara, or the father of education in Indonesia, had said that anyone can become a teacher and every home can serve as a school. Means that education can be conducted anywhere, anytime, and by anyone. According to Speaker Puan, parents can take part in teaching their children at home, especially since the school must be held online due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Indonesian government has invited Ukraine to the G20 Tourism Working Group TWG Forum. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno confirmed that he had invited Ukraine to the Global Forum event, though the country is in a state of conflict. He has also communicated this to his Ukrainian counterpart. In accordance with the plan, this Grand Tourism Forum in G20 member countries will be held on 11 May 2022, both offline and online. On Tuesday, he also explained that in the TWG G20 meeting, Indonesia will discuss the problem of economic recovery in the community-based tourism sector and the creative economy. This topic cannot be separated because the tourism sector is the sector hardest hit by the COVID-19 pandemic. Minister Uno ensured that Indonesia is still on the right track on economic revival. Deputy Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives Abdul Muhaimin Iskandar called for Muslims to unite to maintain peace throughout the world. In a speech commemorating Idul Fitri 1443 Hijri in Jakarta on Tuesday, he emphasized that in the midst of the gratitude as Indonesian Muslims, they can worship in peace amid ethnic and religious diversity. But some Muslim brothers and sisters in other countries cannot perform their worships in peace. In other parts of the world, Muslims celebrate Idul Fitri with suffering, anxieties, and uncertainty. Related to this, Mohaimin mentioned the conflict Ukraine and Russia have caused suffering for Muslims in both countries. Therefore, he urged Indonesian Muslims to lend a hand to provide humanitarian assistance to Muslims in Ukraine. In addition, Mohaimin also called for all parties to create peace in Palestine so that there will be no more suffering in that country. Let's move on to the international news. The United Kingdom is reportedly in talks with South Korea to build a new generation of nuclear power station. The Telegraph reported on Tuesday that British Business and Energy Secretary Kwasi Kwarteng met with officials from the Korea Electronic Power Corporation, or KEPCO, to discuss investment in the British nuclear industry, adding that the talks are underway. The paper, however, said that the discussions are still at an early stage and that no deal regarding a specific nuclear power station has been made. The move comes as London scrambles to boost its energy security following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. According to the Telegraph, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson hopes to build 8 nuclear reactors by 2050 to meet 25% of its electricity demand via nuclear power. Cambodia's Prime Minister has urged Myanmar's top general to allow a special Southeast Asian envoy access to ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi in his strongest call so far for the junta chief to demonstrate commitment to a regional peace process. Hun Sen, chairman of the Association of Southeast Asian Nation Asian, in a video call recently told Min Aung Hlaing, "It was crucial the envoy meets all stakeholders in Myanmar, including Suu Kyi, who in recent months has been convicted of corruption and incitement." Min Aung Hlaing, in response, pledged to facilitate meetings with other parties concerned, it said, and that Myanmar authorities were facilitating humanitarian aid distribution. WHO, or the World Health Organization, said on Tuesday that epidemic overweight and obesity rates are linked to over 1.2 million deaths annually across Europe, calling for swift policy changes to reverse the dangerous trend. Obesity rates in the region have ballooned by 138% in the past 5 decades, the World Health Organization said in a new report, and are linked to a series of cancers and cardiovascular disease. According to WHO, nearly a quarter of adults are now obese in Europe, higher than in any other region except the Americas. Obesity causes at least 13 different types of cancer and is likely responsible for at least 200,000 new cases of cancer per year. Excess weight and obesity are estimated to cause more than 1.2 million deaths per year, accounting for more than 13% of deaths in the region. Well, Israel, let's move on to Diplomatic Corner. On submitting a credential letter, Indonesian ambassador promises to improve relations with Canada.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian ambassador to Canada, Daniel Simanjuntak, handed over a credential letter to General Governor of Canada, Mary Simon. The ambassador, Daniel, promised to improve bilateral relations between Indonesia and Canada. The Indonesian Embassy, Ottawa, in its information received in Jakarta on Friday, stated when submitting the credential from President Joko Widodo, Ambassador Daniel Simanjuntak affirmed that he would encourage economic cooperation between Indonesia and Canada. Moreover, Ambassador Daniel also affirmed that Indonesia and Canada have more similarities instead of differences. Both countries are big maritime countries. Therefore, Indonesia and Canada need to continuously increase stronger and more strategic cooperation in the future. He also said that his side will encourage bilateral cooperation of both countries in various sectors, including environmentally friendly mobility technology, renewable energy, and handling the impact of climate change. The ceremony of delivering the credential letters, General Governor of Canada Simon also expressed also expressed his appreciation for Indonesia leadership in G20 and hoped that this position would be used to encourage increased cooperation between Indonesia and Canada. He also expressed optimism about the Indonesia-Canada Economic Partnership Plan within the Indonesia-Canada Framework Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. As a follow-up to the discussion with the General Governor of Canada, Ambassador Daniel further stated that the number of programs and activities of the Indonesian Embassy in Ottawa, which have existed previously, will be continued and developed. He also conveyed some issues that become his agenda, such as development of cooperation with several institutions of Canadian pension funds and the promotion of negotiations of comprehensive economic partnership agreements. Furthermore, he will continuously explore with a number of Canadian strategic mining and commodity companies, diaspora networks exploration, and meeting with a number of Canadian parliamentarians. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I, Eddie Ivan, the Director of Voice of Indonesia, would like to say Happy Eid Mubarak to our listeners all over the world. May these special days bring peace, happiness, and open all the doors of success now and always for us. And let this holy occasion be a remarkable milestone for Voice of Indonesia and our listeners to be closer in the future. Happy Eid Mubarak. Minal aidin wal faizin. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on May 4, 1919 about May 4 movement in Beijing. The May 4th movement was an anti-imperialist cultural and political movement which grew out among student participants in Beijing on May 4, 1919. They protested the Chinese government's weak response to the Treaty of Versailles, especially for allowing Japan to acquire territory in Shandong it had ceded by the Germans after the siege of Tsingtao. This movement sparked nationwide protests and marked the rise of Chinese nationalism. Many political and social leaders in the following decades emerged during this movement. The term May 4th movement in the broader sense often refers to the period 1915 to 1921, which is more commonly called the New Culture Movement. Moving on to the event on May 4, 1979, Margaret Thatcher became the first female British Prime Minister. Margaret Hilda Thatcher was a British politician, the longest-serving Prime Minister of the United Kingdom of the 20th century, from 1979 to 1990. Soviet journalists dubbed her the Iron Lady, a term later associated with her politics and leadership style. As Prime Minister, she implemented conservative policies that later became known as Thatcherism. We end today in history with an event on May 4, 1998 about the increase in fuel which triggered the 1998 riots in Indonesia. On May 4, 1998, the Indonesian government decided to increase the price of fuel to 71% per liter. The people became angry, and there were 3 days of rioting in Medan, North Sumatra, which killed at least 6 people. During May, things got hotter. During a demonstration on May 12, 4 students were shot and killed by officers. This triggered massive riots in Jakarta and Solo, Central Java, as well as several other big cities, for 3 days, from May 13 to the 15. The May riots led to the fall of President Suharto on May 21, 1998. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
manja. Indah parasmu menghangatkan suasana. Hari pun semakin terasa berwarna. Dia segalanya, yeah. Bibirnya yang merah merona. Indah senyumnya buatku terpana. Suara hatinya yang mempesona buatku kehilangan kata. Ku berjalan menuju arahnya, melihat dirinya yang istimewa. Setiap langkahku menuju selamanya, yeah. Wajahmu, senyummu, hangat peluk tubuhmu. Kesamu, pelanmu, membuatku selalu rindu. Lepaskan semua masalahmu, tinggalkan semua masa lalu. Berhenti, 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 hentikan waktu. Tatapku dengan manja. Indah parasmu menghangatkan suasana. Oh, hari semakin terasa berwarna. Dia segalanya, oh yeah. Bibirnya yang merah-merona. Indah senyumnya buatku terpana. Suara hatinya yang mempesona. Buatku kehilangan kata. I just walk beside an epic creature. To be clear, you're my angel in disguise. Woo! Flawless beauty like the sun when it arises. Don't need no makeup, put your head down. Cause that beauty of yours make other girls frown. I wanna tell you that I love you, I need you, I want you, I cater for you, and I'm gonna be there when the sun is down.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bali Governor Wayan Kostersaat, the total international flight to Bali Island in April 2022 was 305 flights, or an increase of 148% compared to March 2022 with 123 flights. Meanwhile, the average total passengers was 2,222 people per day. That was stated by Wayan Koster in a written statement received by Antara on Sunday. The total international tourist visit in April was 66,685 people. The number rose by 287% compared to March with 17,250 people, or averagely 575 people per day. According to Wayan Koster, the improving COVID-19 situation and booster vaccine had created a sense of comfort and security for tourist visits to Bali. It was also supported by the visa on arrival policy and the quarantine for 60 countries starting from April 27, 2022. However, the domestic flight to Bali in April 2022 was only 1,966 flights, or decreased by 11% compared to March 2022, with a total of 245,050 passengers, or averagely 8,168 people per day. Costa said this happens because of the fasting month. Wayne Costa was optimistic that the Bali tourism and economic recovery will be better, since Bali will host the 7th Global Platform for Disaster Risk Reduction on May 23rd until 28th, 2022. This event will be joined by 193 countries with more than 4,000 participants. Bali will also host the G20 Presidency Conference. The peak event will be attended by 39 heads of states with more than 10,000 participants on November 15th and 16th, 2022. Wayne Koster hoped this moment will be kept so that the tourism recovery continues as part of Bali's overall economic recovery.
Tak perlu kau jelaskan semua sangat terang terlihat di mataku sebelum kau pergi sebelum ku kehilangan Aku meminta Jika Telah habis waktuku Telah usai kisahku Denganmu Peluk Peluklah diriku Sejenak Kuatkanlah aku Dan hatiku Tak lagi Ada cinta Tak bisa dipertahankan Biarlah ini semua menjadi kenangan Sebelum kau pergi, sebelum ku kehilangan Aku meminta jika Telah habis waktuku Telah usai kisahku Denganmu Peluk Peluklah diriku Sejenak Kuatkanlah aku Dan Peluklah diriku sejenak
denganmu. Sebelum ku kehilangan.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listeners, in today's Indonesian Wonder, I'm going to take you to visit Safari Park. For Indonesian people who do not carry out the tradition of going home or returning to their hometowns to celebrate the Idul Fitri holidays after the months of Ramadan, they usually spend their vacation by visiting tourism attractions. For the people of Jakarta and Bogor, the most frequently visited place is Taman Safari Indonesia, located in Bogor, Cisarua Regency, West Java. It is a world-class conservation center and has been named the best conservation site by the Indonesian Ministry of Forestry. This park functions as a buffer for Mount Gede Pangrango National Park at an altitude of 900 to 1,800 meters above sea level and has an average temperature of 16 to 24 degrees Celsius. Safari Indonesia was built in 1980 on a 50-hectare quinine plantation, which is no longer productive. This park was designed as a national tourism object by Susilo Sudirman, the Minister of Tourism, Post and Telecommunications at that time, and inaugurated a center for rare animals breeding in Indonesia by Hasirul Harahap, the Minister of Forestry at the time, on March 16, 1990. The safari park has grown to 168 hectares and is equipped with various educational and recreational facilities, as well as night safaris on weekends and long holidays. Taman Safari has around 2,500 collection of animals from almost all over the world, including rare animals such as the Bengal tiger, giraffe, lion, orangutan, elephant, anoa, Komodo dragon, and many more. Strict health protocols also continue to be carried out at the safari park so that your vacation with your family is safer and more comfortable. That was Indonesian Wonder.
We'll be right back. pun terbakar kembali semua ingatan tentang kamu yang telah berlalu. Kusadari dan janji yang terikat berada di jari manismu. Ku terdiam ingin menghilang saat ku mencoba menghapus semua rasa yang pernah ada pada tang di hadapanku. Hati ini tak siap untuk terima adanya. Selalu di benakku saat ku mencoba menghapus semua rasa yang pernah ada datang di hadapanku. Hati ini tak siap untuk terima adanya.
You would wait, I should've waited. If I had another chance, I would've stayed with you. Plan a life together, find a place to run away with you. Don't get me wrong, girl, I'm happy for you. But if I had it my way, I'd be the man to hold you. And I would run up to your boy and tell the lucky bumper clock to never let you go. But it's better if he never knows. I'm such an idiot, I admit I might have made the wrong decision. You would feel the same if he was in my position. Things I could have changed and I should have changed them with you. Nothing but the best is what I wish you.
I wish I could turn back time. I don't want to say goodbye. I wish I could turn back time. Say goodbye, I don't ever wanna say goodbye.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is about arrive at the airport. So stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Selama Satu Bulan, Selama Satu Bulan, which means for a month. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and an immigration officer.
Berapa lama Anda akan tinggal di Indonesia?
Saya akan tinggal selama satu bulan.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Saya akan tinggal. Saya akan tinggal, which means I will stay. Selama satu bulan. Selama satu bulan, which means for a month. Satu bulan. Satu bulan, which means a month. Saya akan tinggal selama satu bulan. Saya akan tinggal selama satu bulan, which means I will stay for a month. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Saya akan tinggal selama satu bulan. Saya akan tinggal selama satu bulan, which means I will stay for a month. In the sentence, there is an expression, Selama satu bulan. Selama satu bulan, which means for a month. It is used to deliver information on the duration of stay. To state how long you will stay in some place, you can use another time frame, namely day, week, and year. Let's listen to the conversation to state the duration of stay. Berapa lama Anda akan tinggal di Labuan Bajo? Berapa lama Anda akan tinggal di Labuan Bajo? Which means, how long will you stay in Labuan Bajo? Saya akan tinggal selama 2 minggu. Saya akan tinggal selama 2 minggu, which means I will stay for 2 weeks. Berapa lama Anda akan menginap di Yogyakarta? Berapa lama Anda akan menginap di Yogyakarta? Which means how long will you spend the night in Yogyakarta? Saya akan menginap selama 3 hari. Saya akan menginap selama 3 hari, which means I will spend the night for 3 days. Besides time units, hour, day, week, month, and year, in Indonesian language, there are also the other time units such as semester, semester, which means semester, to refer to 6 months. Dekade, dekade, which means decade, to refer to 10 years. And abad, abad, which means century, to refer to 100 years. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Berapa lama Anda akan tinggal di Indonesia?
Saya akan tinggal selama satu bulan.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
engkau begini, aku begitu. Aku mencoba untuk membaca apakah kita serasi bersama.
Bagaimana cinta yang mengetahui segalanya, tapi aku ragu. Mungkin aku salah atau rasi bintang pun salah. Harus ku percaya karena ini hanya ramalan. Kalau memang cinta datang tepat pada waktunya, karena hati tak akan pernah salah.
Satu di antara 12 bintang,
si bintang.
Ku coba pahami kepribadian. Engkau begini, aku begitu. Apakah kita serasi bersama?
Bagaimana cinta yang mengetahui segalanya, tapi aku ragu. Mungkin aku salah atau rasi bintang pun salah. Ku percaya karena ini hanya ramalan. Kalau memang cinta datang tepat pada waktunya, karena hati tak akan pernah salah.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volkom, de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from West Sumatra entitled Tak Tong Tong. This song was popularized by Oslan Hussein in 1950s. The lyrics contain advice to stay alert in living the life. With the upbeat rhythm, the song Tak Tong Tong reminds us of staying away from daydreaming as it can keep us away from getting fortune. In 2017, the song Tak Tong Tong was played in the 15th anniversary of ASEAN. Well, listener, here is the song Tak Tong Tong by Surya Ningsih.
Tak tong tong, 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 tak tong tong
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id.